Obama's observations about Russia's economy, gold companies consolidating, and defeated House Majority Leader resigns to go for the money. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, August the 4th. First, this week's calendar, abbreviated though it may be, because it's August. Well, it must be August because the calendar is really thin this week, just the regular weekly jobless claims report, and Congress is on break until September 8th. President Obama heads off to Martha's Vineyard for a couple of weeks, which raises the question, if everybody in Washington just stayed on vacation, would there be no news ever and no trouble to report, no problems to fix? President Obama has created a bit of a stir by observing in an interview with The Economist magazine that Russia doesn't make anything. It's an observation that I've made myself in my book Red and Blue and Broke All Over in trying to illustrate the point that the prosperity of a people is not dependent on natural resources. I contrasted Hong Kong, which is a rocky land of only about 1,000 square kilometers altogether, with Russia, the largest country in the world and one rich in natural resources. And I wrote that while Hong Kong has one of the lowest infant mortality rates in the world, Russia's infant mortality is the highest among the developed nations of the world. People from every other developed nation brag about their cars, Italian cars, German, Japanese, American, even British cars. But nobody brags about Russian cars or really much of anything else made there. Because, in fact, other than its natural resource commodities, well, some armaments too, Russia really produces almost nothing that the rest of the world wants. Not cars or computers or clothing, not cell phones or flat-screen TVs or electronics or software, not industrial equipment or medical devices or motion pictures. Tiny Hong Kong, which has 1/20 Russia's population and without its raw materials, by the way, still manages to export more to the rest of the world each year than all of Russia. And per capita income in Hong Kong is more than 3 times higher than in Russia. In fact, the World Bank reports that life expectancy in Russia is 68 years. In Hong Kong, it's 14 years longer. It's 82 years. So I can't fault the accuracy of Obama's observation about Russia, except to say that it probably isn't a helpful observation for him to have made publicly right now. I should also point out that Obama, who is famous for his 2012 campaign observation, "If you've got a business, you didn't build that," has never really demonstrated any grasp at all of where wealth and prosperity actually come from. In fact, his policies, if we should persist in them, will help destroy such prosperity as we still have left. In other news, Bloomberg reports takeovers among gold producers have reached a 3-year high. So far, the industry has seen $14 billion in takeover deals and consolidations. And you may know that Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader who had his head handed to him in Virginia's congressional primary election, has resigned before his term ended. Websites say that Cantor stands to make about $1 million per year as a lobbyist, and now that he's out of office, he won't have to disclose any of those negotiations. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for August the 4th. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.